Oliver Callan on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Get Set Go. Get comprehensive car insurance today at getsetgo.ie.
I was talking to you earlier about the new interim manager at Manchester United. Darren Fletcher's his name. It turns out he has proper Irish roots with his Irish mammy is from County Mayo and her maiden name was Gealty. Unusual name. It's like Keelty with a G, Gealty. She's from Dua, which is on Achill Island. And Alan Gealty is a cousin of hers. He's on the line from the West. Good afternoon, Alan.
Good afternoon, Oliver. How are you doing?
Ah, great. There must have been hellish excitement in Achill last night when you heard that Darren Fletcher was the interim manager at Old Trafford.
Yeah, it is. It's a great little buzz around the place. But you see, he's in Manchester United as a coaching role for a good while, to be honest. He was there as a technical director first, and then he was director of football, and then he was assistant then with the two managers ago, this Erik ten Hag, for a while. Mm-hmm. He was on the first team squad, training with them every day, but then he went to the under-18s who he's managed since July.
Right.
So he knows the whole system. So it was kind of a really, for Manchester United as in turmoil, it was probably a very safe bet to put him in there. He knows the players and he knows the system, you know.
It's some moment though, isn't it? Because the world headlines around this man that was very much in the background, and now he's front and centre and they're going to be watching him and who he picks and what he does.
Well, you see, he's achieved it all. Like, he has 5 premiership titles, he has 3 FA Cups, he's a Champions League medal, so like, he knows the full DNA of Manchester United, really. So now, I'm a Manchester United supporter myself since 1976, and I've been going over to Manchester 25 years since Darren was only 16 and he was only breaking into the reserves there.
Yeah.
You know, so to see him coming from a lad that was kind of breaking into the reserve to progressing all the way to playing and now get into management, it's massive. It's
incredible.
It's a huge
career.
Yeah.
Tell us about the family then, the Irish family. They're the Gealtys on his mother's side. That's Bridie.
Yeah, so Bridie is 1 of 8. There's 4 girls and 4 boys in the family. Yeah. Bridie's dad was a Michael Gealty, the same name as my own late father. Mm-hmm. And he worked in Scotland as a ganger man, what they would call. So picking potatoes in fields, which a lot of the Irish people had done in Girvan and Ayr and that's what he would have done. He would have brought a lot of them in over there.
Ganger man. I never heard that. Okay.
Yeah.
Picking
spuds. So he's a big enough family. So he made a decision to move the whole family to Scotland when Bridie was 8 years of age.
I see.
So Bridie would have grown up in Scotland.
Yeah.
But subsequently, her 2 brothers, now Tony and PJ, live in Achill full time. Darren has built a house in Achill for his mum,
which
is 3 doors over from my bar and restaurant, Gealty's Bar and Restaurant. And Bridie is over, I would safely say she's here about 4 months of the year, Bridie and her husband Bobby, yeah.
That's a lot. And obviously, if she went at 8 years of age, she's very fond childhood memories of Achill.
Oh, yeah, and she just loves the place. And you see, it's probably a place too, you see, Oliver, where, you know, Achill is a great place to kind of just sit and chill and nobody will annoy you.
That's right. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah, she just comes in here, she has her own little group of friends that go for coffee or whatever else to call to the house. Nobody's annoying her in the house, whatever else, annoying for tickets or anything else. She just, it's nice getting a little bit of peace, you know what I mean? So it's her happy place, you could say.
She'd be considered a local as well, obviously.
Oh, absolutely, she's local. You'd never think that Bridie ever left. She doesn't have it. She has a strong Mayo Achill accent. She, you swear that the lady has never left the island,
really?
You know what I mean?
That's incredible.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So there are all the times of the year. Darren and his wife Hayley, they come over too?
Darren wouldn't have been over now, Oliver, for probably maybe the last 6 years. He's busy now because he's concentrating on his 2 young fellas, like Jack and Tyler, both obviously on the Man United books and on the bench for United. They were in the Manchester City Academy because the Academy was better set up, believe it or not, and better facilities.
Oh, Man City.
But then when they come to the age of 18, or 16, sorry, they can go wherever they want. And Darren never forced them. I was talking to him, he says, wherever they want to play, they play whoever they want to sign for.
Go ahead.
And Manchester City wanted to keep them, but they made a conscious decision then to stay, to join Manchester United.
Go to the father's club, yeah.
Yeah, Tyler plays for Scotland underage and Jack plays for England. And how that has happened is, when they were doing the process of changing the for registering the players, Mm-hmm. Whoever was registering the player has seen a J and a Jack. So a T for Tyler and a J for Jack look very similar. So they thought that there was two applicants put in under the one name.
Really?
So they only registered one. So then England registered Jack. So that's how it came about. So eventually they'll probably play for the one country.
And they have played against each other, haven't they, at under 19?
Yeah, they played there. Yeah. They played there about 6 weeks against each other. Yeah.
Bizarre.
Yeah. Funny, yeah.
They would be eligible to play for Ireland if they so wanted, thanks to Bridie Gaelty, or Fletcher as she is now.
Oh, absolutely, 100%. And Darren could have played for Ireland. And believe it or not, when Darren was, he grew up in Scotland. He was playing in Scotland with all his mates. But the only person that ever asked Darren to see would he play for Ireland was Roy Keane.
Go away.
And Roy was the manager, was the captain of Ireland at the time. And he was the only one that ever asked. So they never really kind of looked in. But at the time, they had a fairly good squad in Ireland then. But, you know, it would be no harm to have Darren there either. Like, he'd have done a job, you know.
There's a strong pull for Scotland, isn't there, in the family? Because Darren's father, he played his football up there.
Yeah, Darren's dad played for Stranraer. Bobby, he was a striker, a very good footballer too. But he came from a large family and he was the eldest. And at the time, I think, to play in Stranraer, I think he was getting something like £8 or £9 a week, and the factory job came up for £12 a week. So obviously, from a big family, times weren't good. So he went and he eventually had to take the factory job to help the family out. You know?
Imagine the money that's around now for them. Darren has supported Mayo football over the years.
Oh yeah, he was at the All Ireland final in 2013. He follows them there. Do you know what I mean? He
follows them. Yeah.
So obviously they hadn't had much success as Darren has had. But strong Mayo roots. Now, he has been back for a number of years because he doesn't really get time, because here's an unusual fact now. It's Darren has twin boys, mm-hmm. Jack and Tyler, who'll be 19 in March.
All right.
Identical boys. And Darren has identical twin girls, 2.5 years of age.
Two sets of twins.
Two sets of identical twins.
A fair gap between them. 2.5 years and 19.
Yeah, 14 years between them. Yeah.
But you're very proud of him in Ackle, and Gaelty. Is Gaelty a kind of a predominant Ackle surname?
Yeah, well, there's about five or six families of Gaeltys in it. Like, and Darren has been back. When he's back, I photograph him behind a pub. I've it actually in the bar with my dad, the Lord of Mercy, and Darren and myself. And we're holding the Champions League medal from 2008. And the Premiership medal from 2008. So it's a nice...
they're great things.
A nice year to have, yeah. Now, I go over every year to him, like, you know what I mean? But
yeah.
I wouldn't be... he's a very private lad. He wouldn't see him too much on social media, and I disrespect all that. Like, I wouldn't be putting photographs up on all this, and he respects that, you know.
Did you text him?
But is he...
Did you text him or call him there since the news
came? Oliver, I spoke... His dad rang me about 10 minutes before... your research around me here now, just to say that he's, I just sent him a message, Bobby, a message to say, look, we're delighted at that great achievement, and he just rang back. He actually turned his phone off yesterday, was so busy, but he rang me to say that, look, he says he'll pass on his regards to Darren, son, and he will do. But we stay in contact all the time, really, so.
Mayo got priority there, but the phone's been... You got the speaker.
But you know what I mean. It's a huge thing. But you can imagine, like, the buzz that's around the place, really, with everybody. It's huge. You know? Now, look, as far as I know, he's only going to do a couple of games. But you don't know, Oliver, if it does well, and they might wait until the summer to see. But I don't think it'll be a job that he'll be taking on full time, because he's busy with his own lads, keeping them up.
It's been a pleasure. Thanks a million from Gaelty's and Ackle. You'll be hoping to open, I'd imagine, one of the days this week.
Over the weekend. Yeah.
We'll back up on the weekend. Oh, very good.
Back open on the weekend, and sure, look, there might be a freezer ring for anybody who comes in with a celebration for Darren. You know?
A free drink for Man United fans. They'll be coming out
there
of the book.
Yeah.
Thanks, Alan. Good luck.
Good luck, Oliver.
See
Thank you.
Bye-bye.